In the last few years, Hollywood has brought a lot of Shakespeare to the screen, from Mel Gibson and Kenneth Branagh in competing Hamlets to Leonardo DiCaprio and Claire Danes in Romeo and Juliet. There have been reworkings and updatings, but film critic Bob Mondello says it's safe to say that none have been quite so radical as Scotland, PA, which transforms the tragedy, Macbeth, into a contemporary comedy.
Shakespeare's Macbeth is a warrior in the Scottish court of King Duncan. He has a good friend named Banquo, an ambitious wife, and some fortune-telling witches who keep assuring him he's going to be king. Filmmaker Billy Morissette's Macbeth is the assistant manager in a fast food joint called Duncan's in Scotland, Pennsylvania. He has an ambitious wife and an idea for making the hamburger stand more profitable, serving people in their cars, an idea that three fortune tellers at the local amusement park have trouble divining.
I see a bank. A Spanish bank?
El Banco.
You mean Banco? He's not a... not a bank. He's a friend of mine. Anthony Banconi. Banco.
Anthony!
Sounds Italian.
Wait, it's not a bank. It's a restaurant with an intercom. Interesting. It fooled me because it looks like a bank with a drive-through teller.
Or food?
How convenient. Yeah, but can you still make deposits?
Macbeth and his wife, Pat, suggest the drive-through to their boss. He doesn't offer them a cut of the profits, and before long, he's lying face down in the deep-fat fryer. His sons sell the restaurant to the Macbeths, who give it a makeover, including blood-red arches, and soon business is booming, which would be grand except for the police detective who shows up asking a lot of questions.
Mr. and Mrs. Macbeth?
Yeah.
Lieutenant Macduff, I'm here to drop off my cards, which are on the coffee table next to my wife's baba ganoush.
Your wife's what?
Baba ganoush. It's a vegetarian dish. Sounds scary, but it's good.
Fair is foul, and foul is, well, chicken, which is definitely on the menu at the new Macbeths. Obviously, the more you know Shakespeare's original, the more you'll appreciate the twists that director Billy Morissette is working on the plots and characters and language. But the humor in Scotland, PA is more about 70s pop culture than it is about literary satire. The ghastly fashions, the bubblegum music, the soliloquies, not about dreams of empire, but about dreams of fast food franchises.
Working a grill, frying the fries, helping hungry people know. Don't underestimate what you do, sir.
Christopher Walken is wonderfully goofy as Lieutenant Macduff, and the many TV performers who fill the bigger roles are fun too, from James LaGrosse and Maura Tierney as the Macbeths to Andy Dick as the campiest of the fortune-telling hippies who somehow manage to avoid saying double, double, toil and trouble as they predict mayhem and executions. Shakespeare's version, of course, has a lot more going for it than mayhem and executions. The language is gorgeous, something you can't say about Scotland, PA, which is content to be an in-joke that's nicely executed, full of sound without the fury, signifying who knows what. I'm Bob Mondello.